Before we get started, I think I would be remiss if I didn't mention that I'm 99.99% sure that this is the first time that this group that's become known as J2O has ever worshipped together with you without one of the Heim boys, now young men, here with us. So Jonathan's at Trinity in his senior year, and Daniel is at Temple in his freshman year, and this is our first time without them. And many, many years ago, I don't remember when it was, both Daniel and Jonathan had come forward and said we wanted to start a band where we could, you know, practice our skills and develop our talents and worship God in the church. And we all said, that's a great idea. So that's what we did. So this band has never been about being the perfect band. You know, when I talk to other pastors and youth pastors that have praise bands, they were always talking about how they have to have auditions for the band. It's all adults. And because of the congregation, if they didn't sing perfectly, the congregation wouldn't like them. And I say, well, our band is mostly youth, a few adults. And we're just here. Our purpose has always been to give young people a chance to develop their talents and build their skills and their self-confidence. And so that's what we have always been about. And we have today, for the first time, I think, Lexi is going to be playing the piano for us. Back there. And Jacob and Kim have been filling in on guitar for a while, and they've been coming along. They've been developing their skills. Michaela, for the first time, is going to try her hand at the drums with us. And all of us singers are going to back everybody up. So we're here to worship. We're not here to entertain you. We're not here to be entertained. We're here to worship God. So would you please stand and join us in worshiping God together? Who's singing this?
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Upon that cross, I'll never know wretched cost to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Children, please come. How many of you guys like hot drinks?
Me. Ooh,
yeah. You like hot drinks?
Sometimes,
yeah, it just depends on your mood. Yeah. Do you don't like hot drinks?
No.
You like hot drinks?
The only hot drink I like is hot chocolate.
I love hot chocolate.
I like hot chocolate.
Well, you like hot chocolate?
Me too.
You too? Awesome, guys. Well, how many of you guys like cold drinks?
Me.
Cold drinks?
Oh, wow.
We all like cold drinks.
I like both.
You like both?
I like you.
Oh, really?
I like four.
You like four? Oops, snap.
Maybe I like you.
Jake, how does that hot drink taste that you
have? I'm getting there, Mark. I have lots of kids talking to me. So, well, I don't have hot chocolate on me. Well, I don't have, wait, what? I'm sorry. Okay, well, I don't have hot chocolate this morning, but if I spilled it, we would have quite a mess, because that won't be good, because I'm accident prone. But I have hot tea here, so let me taste it.
Taste it.
Mmm. Oh, yes. Tea, my favorite. Yeah. It was really good, guys. It made me feel warm and loved and really happy. So, as you said, we all like cold drinks, right? So, I don't have... do we like chocolate milk, anybody?
I like chocolate milk!
Chocolate milk right here all the way.
I like chocolate milk!
Same. Well, I don't have chocolate. I'm not giving it to you. Well, I don't have chocolate milk on me, but for the same reason I don't have. Shh. Shh. Joshie. Okay, thank you. Alright. So, I don't have hot chocolate on me. Chocolate milk. For the same reason I don't have. Joshie. Joshie!
Josh.
Alright, no one's getting chocolate milk. Okay. Shh. Anyway, so I don't have chocolate milk for the same reason I don't have hot chocolate. But I do have some cold iced tea. Ooh, cold iced tea, guys. This is water. It's cold water. So, but that made me feel cool and refreshed and really excited. Now, how many of you guys like warm drinks?
Me!
Like as if it was sitting out all day.
Me too.
You do?
Me too.
Okay, guys. Joshie. Okay. Alright. So, actually I have one of those too, so let me drink that as well. It's warm water, guys. Not really good, guys. I don't recommend it.
I like
But hey, guys, this, you know, this sort of reminds me of Jesus. So maybe that's why Jesus was talking about our scripture lesson that Michaela gave to read for us. Maybe he wants us to be like hot chocolate for other people and making them feel warm and loved. So how many of you guys like to do that, make people feel warm and loved? You do? You do? Joshy. Well, how many of you guys like cold drinks? So, so like we want people to feel refreshed and excited to learn about God and serve God too. So, I'm pretty sure he doesn't want us to be all yucky and warm towards people and be mean. How many people think that we should not be mean to people? Awesome. So, okay guys, we're going to pray now. We're going to pray. Okay, Joshy. Okay. Can we all hear me? I'm so sorry, guys.
Where's the trash can?
The trash can? It's outside, but let us pray first, okay? All right, so... Oh Lord, thank you for this wonderful morning and that bringing us all together. Please help us all remember that we want other people to feel warm and excited like the hot chocolate, or feel excited and refreshed about learning about God. I ask you that they will all remember this and that they can take it through their daily lives and help other people and serve you. We say this in your name. Amen. Go. Bye.
Hi, I'm Kim, if you don't know me already. Hi. And just want to let you guys know that we're going to kind of do a thing where I talk a little, and then we're going to play a song, and I'm going to talk some more, and then we're going to play another song, and I'm going to talk a lot more, and we're going to play another song. So, okay. All right, so I picked three songs that kind of sum up my message that I'll convey to you today. The songs are Battle, Manifesto, and Who We Are. The first song, Battle, describes how there's an internal battle within all of us between good and evil because we're all sinners by nature. But as Christians, we learn that Christ already won the battle through the cross. No matter the circumstance, the battle has already been won for us, so all we have to do is accept his sacrifice and good wins. And here's the first song.
There's a battle between good and evil, and it's raging inside of me. There's a struggle, it's God and the devil, it's love against the enemy. Oh, 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 no, I'm not giving up now. Oh, 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 life's a fight of wrong and right that's tearing me apart. There's a snake that's hiding in the garden. There's a beautiful apple tree. There is trouble on the horizon, but I'm claiming victory. Oh, 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 no, I'm not giving in now. Oh, 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 oh. Life's a fight of wrong and right that's tearing me apart. Try to battle for my heart. is tearing me apart. Oh, but what the cross has done. Yeah, the world will try to battle for my heart, but the war is already won.
Well, Romans 7:21 through 25 reads, "So I find this law at work, although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I find myself in my mind, am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin." And so we come to realize that the devil doesn't come dressed in a red cape and pointy horns. He comes as everything you've ever wished for, which is why we pray for wisdom and discernment. And that leads me to the song Manifesto. It's Manifesto is what we believe in, because once you become a Christian, then it's time to actually follow Christ. And this is believing and doing what he taught us to do. So we're going to sing the song Manifesto.
Yeah.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. We're singing, song, there lists some of the basic beliefs of all Christians. And it starts with, "We believe in one true God," which is backed by 1 Corinthians 8:5 through 6. "For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came, and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came, and through whom we live." The next statement is, "We believe in Father, Spirit, Son," which is the Holy Trinity that is described in Matthew 3:16 through 17. "As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased.'" The song then goes on to say, "We believe that good has won," which means that our Creator is on our side and has made a way for us to overcome our sinful nature. Romans 8, 1 through 4 says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering, until he condemns sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." The whole second verse of the song goes on to say, "We are free, he died and lives again. We will be a people free from sin. We will be free, a kingdom with no end." Which can all be summed up in John 11:25 through 26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even though they die, will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And what that's basically saying is that Jesus died and was resurrected, and through this, we are able to go to heaven and have an eternal life. I chose the last song, "Who We Are," because I feel it's a song that all Christians can relate to. It's a song about finding your identity in Christ. And we're going to sing that now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just kids, just living in wide-eyed innocence, an event floor like a tenement. We were just kids who believed in more than just dreams and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We were just kids, just limited, misfit, itinerant, outcasts, singing about the dissonance. We were just kids, wide open like a child, eyes open like a child, gone broken by the wheels, gone by. The fire would break us, but the struggle helped to make who we are, who we are.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Who we are.
In the mirror are you.
Probably wondering how that relates to you, but I'll describe that now. As many of you know, life in Christ is not always easy. Am I right? One of the verses toward the end of the song describes life as a Christian pretty well, I think. And it goes like this. They said it's complicated. They said we'd never make it this far, but we are. They said the fight would break us, but the struggle helped to make who we are. Romans 5, 3 through 5 says, "Not only so, but we are also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And our hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." And Paul here, he tells us that of course there's going to be suffering in the life that we choose, but it's all worth it in the end. Another part in the song says, "I wanted something with meaning. I wanted something to believe in. Sure as I'm here breathing, I wanted more. Yeah, I wanted more. I wanted more than just a feeling. For more than just a season, we become what we believe in." Now there's this story in the Bible that mentions a certain scripture about lukewarm water that is often used out of context. It's Revelations 3:14 through 20, and it says, "To the angel of the church in Laodicea, I hope I'm saying that right. I don't know. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, "These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." Now, what is said here makes a lot more sense when you know a little background about the location of the city of Laodicea. North of Laodicea was a city called Hierapolis that was several thousand feet higher and known for its ice-cold water. Since there were no freezers or refrigerators back then, people would actually journey to this city just for the refreshing water. You all know what a cup of ice-cold water can do on a hot day, right? South of Laodicea was another city called Colossae. The city was known for its hot springs. In a world without spas or bathtubs, people would journey just as long away to sit in these hot springs and enjoy their healing ability. Now, both cities had rivers that flowed into Laodicea. And guess what? When the ice-cold water from Hierapolis reached Laodicea, it was lukewarm. It was awful. The same was true for the hot water from Colossae. It had a lukewarm, disgusting taste. God was basically saying to these people, "I know that you say you believe in me, but you're not good for anything. I just want to spew you out of my mouth like this gross water." Later in that century, Laodicea experienced two earthquakes in which many people die. During the time of the early church, when natural disasters like plagues or earthquakes occurred, the Christians in that area would be so loving and serving to the hurting people that a whole region would turn to Christ in response. But this was not the case in Laodicea. They didn't put their faith into action by serving others. So God's real problem with the Laodiceans was that they had no interest in helping all these hurting people around them. They just kind of took up space. Today, even as we sit here, we are very aware that there are hurting people all around us. Would God's accusation of Laodicea be true of our ministry? Are we like the ice-cold water that can refresh people during the tough times in their lives? Or are we like the hot springs that bring healing to weary people? Or are we lukewarm? Do we just kind of take up space and not really do anything? Real change always starts with us. You have to become a disciple in order to make it more than just a feeling, like the song says. It has to be more than just coming to church every Sunday if you want it to be real, to be tangible. You want to let it define you, define who you are as a person and everything that you say and that you do. In all aspects of your life, you want to reflect Christ. Let us pray. Lord, let us accept the sacrifice that Christ has made for us. Help us to understand the duties we have as Christian people and show us how to not be lukewarm. Let us do more than just take up space. Amen. Please stand for the benediction. The last line of the song that we sang says, "We become what we believe in." In Colossians 3, 12 through 14, and also 17, we see a picture of who Christians are when we become what we believe in. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Now please join us in singing the last song, 10,000 Reasons. Thank you.
to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Your holy name. Rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. For my heart to find, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, worship Your Your holy name, Lord, I'll worship Your holy name.